The official St. Louis County autopsy of Ferguson teen Michael Brown was obtained by the St. Louis Post-Dispatch today. Forensic experts tell the paper the report shows Brown was shot in the hand at close range, had been using marijuana, and was not holding his arms up in a typical surrender position, as some witnesses said. Christine Byers is a crimes reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. She's with us now. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Robin.
And let's start with the hand wound. Darren Wilson, the Ferguson police officer who shot Brown, told investigators that Brown was reaching for his gun inside the car, the police officer's gun. So what do forensic experts tell you this autopsy says about that?
Well, the autopsy took some time to explain some samples taken from the hand wound itself. There was further analysis done on the particulates found on his skin. And what those findings showed, according to the autopsy, was that there was matter consistent with what would be found on the barrel of a gun. So it seems to comport with that statement that there was a struggle over the gun.
Well, that's interesting because the family, as you know, had commissioned another autopsy that they released in August. And in that report, the forensics expert said none of Michael Brown's wounds were from firing at close range. Now, you say that this report that's just come out does square with the one the family commissioned, but that would seem to be a disconnect because you can't get closer range than possibly struggling over a gun. So what do you make of that?
The autopsies, the family's autopsy and the county autopsy, are similar in some ways and conflict in some ways. And similar in that the positioning of the gunshot wounds and the amount of shots are consistent six times. What is not consistent, as you just noted, was the finding that none of the wounds were sustained at close range. Well, the family autopsy was done after this autopsy. This was the first autopsy that was done. And like I mentioned before, they excised some of the tissue from Michael Brown's hand. They removed it for further analysis. So when the body was given to the private autopsy, the telling tissue, if you will, had been removed.
Oh.
And his body also, as per protocol, after an autopsy is performed, bodies are washed.
Well, let's move to what's probably going to be the most controversial finding in the autopsy. And this is actually an interpretation of a finding in the autopsy by a forensics expert that you spoke with. The autopsy traces the trajectory of the six shots into Michael Brown. And what did the autopsy find about the sixth shot? And how did your expert interpret that?
The expert interpreted that as that it traveled from the back of Michael Brown's arm to the inner arm, which means that his palms could not have been facing Wilson, as some witnesses have said. So that, you know, further indicates, in her opinion, her medical opinion, that the trajectory supports that Brown was not taking the standard surrender position with his arms above his shoulders and palms out when he was hit, as some witnesses have described.
What do you take from this information as far as what impact it might have on Officer Darren Wilson, who, again, you know, the grand jury is still considering this case? What do you think this report shows?
Well, I think it shows that there is forensic evidence to support a struggle over the weapon. It certainly doesn't, you know, fully explain how that struggle began and what those circumstances were.
That's Christine Byers, crime reporter for the St. Louis Dispatch. Again, they obtained a copy of the official autopsy of the teenager Michael Brown, who was shot by police officer Darren Wilson. Christine, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And county officials say they will formally release the report after the grand jury considering the case adjourns.